So one of the things that I'm trying to capture is inspiration, and in so many ways, you want to sort of tap into your stream of consciousness and just retain that in the most valuable way that you actually can. And so that's something I'm really focused on. And what's difficult is sometimes you stop yourself from even sharing your inspiration or even generating it, because, for example, I look at the podcasting movement, and of course there's this deep desire for sound quality, and that's very important to a listener. I know how good of a experience it is when something's perfectly recorded and edited and all the DSOs put into it and everything's removed. The problem that I think a lot of people run into, possibly, and I know I run into myself, is, you know, not everyone has the opportunity to have, for example, maybe a studio set up or a recording situation where they can capture something in the exact way that they want. So maybe it's hard to say that when we have the phone qualities that we do, and sound quality of microphones on everything, on all of our devices. I've got a Bluetooth headphone on, and it's crappy right now, so I know that this audio recording is even worse. Now I've actually just switched over to my phone, so maybe this will be better. But the idea here is, sometimes it's really hard to generate inspiration in well-recorded areas. And so what are you trying to do is sort of capture it raw, and that's what, you know, sort of leaves me here in a way, is I get a lot of my inspiration maybe later at night when I'm walking around Toronto, when I'm walking wherever I am, and the sounds, the smells, the temperature, everything has such impact on the consciousness that you're experiencing. And in many ways, that consciousness is really easy to sort of tap into and feel inspired when you're walking around the city, and that leads to lower sound quality, it leads to all these problems, and then on a more technical basis, it even leads to, if I'm trying to transcribe this, lower transcription, so I'd have to go back and make more edits. So there's a lot of things that actually arise when you don't record and capture information in the proper environment. However, there's a lot of good that comes from doing those activities that make you inspired. And so one of the things that I'm trying to explore is just how can we actually capture inspiration. And that's something I've been thinking about for a long time, and it actually maybe comes from a drive of being a young person who just loved audio and loved hip-hop and would record all the time, and I couldn't really write that well. In a way, I was a decent writer, but, and when I'm talking about writing raps, and then the problem is I would write a rap and then I wouldn't know how to do the flow, and what would happen is a very clunky, you know, sort of, I am Tyler and here I go, I'm just a guy and I have the flow. Like, that's what would happen when you would write the rhymes and then actually try to rap. There's a lot of great artists in hip-hop, maybe, you know, not just in hip-hop, but music in general, who didn't actually, for example, write lyrics down in a way. They would tap into this stream of consciousness, and Jay-Z being a famous one of those. And that's how I felt. I was good at freestyling. I could hit this zone, and for me, and, you know, positive or not, a big part of that is, you know, late night, altered substances, things like that. That's where a lot of my creativity comes out. And even maybe just, you know, not even that, but especially in university and high school, you have a night out with friends and there's drinks and marijuana, and then you're all chilling, listening to music, and someone puts on an instrumental, and the inspiration from the night, all the people around you, generates to this perfect moment where you sort of tap into this state and you can flow and flow without any friction or effort. And those moments are the beautiful moments that we actually have as people. And the question is, how can we capture those? And maybe in some essence, I have to be considerate, because maybe the fact that it actually didn't get captured in a way is part of what makes it so magical and gives you the ability to tap into those states. But I'm guessing with the right technology, with the right way to do this, there's unintrusive ways to capture these moments of inspiration in quite high quality. And I know this is most likely not that. I'm walking down Toronto, there's cars everywhere, there's traffic, we've had some trains, some bikers go by. So this is an experience. And one of the other things I'm even thinking about that is, to get off a little bit of the topic of inspiration, but inspired by what I'm doing right now, is how can I record this audio? I don't want to do video, it's not me, and I'm giving video within this system because I think a lot of people like it, but it's not really for me. But how could I then relive this audio note? That's a big question that I have right now. So I know that I just ran across the street. I've got geolocation signals, and we have Google Street View, for example. How accurately could I recreate this audio note in a way and almost journey the location and walk back and listen to it? Maybe even see, you know, keywords superimposed on the environment and the buildings that I'm walking by. And as I go to those keywords, there's some sort of animation or interaction. You know, there's some very interesting things that you can do there with technology and the right data. And, you know, my question is that valuable? Is that worthwhile? Is anyone going to help me do that? Because I can't do that myself. But it comes back to just inspiration again. Like, that, those are the things that I feel excited to do. Like, and so this goal of just trying to figure out how, not only can I help capture inspiration, but how can we help foster, how can we help create the moments that bring that, the triggers that it is that generate the flow state for someone. It's such a powerful and valuable thing that I'm trying to figure out with this flow state piece, because it just seems to be correlated with people feeling purpose and happiness and meaningfulness. And so if we can help foster flow states and help people get inspiration, and then also help them capture that information or the inspiration, it's like they are tapping into a different kind of consciousness, one that, you know, maybe arguably is our higher self. And the value from doing that then allows you to extract that information from those moments, reflect on them, use them, learn from them. And that's just something that I guess I've wanted personally for a long time, and I'm so excited to see, you know, technology that is harnessing that. And, you know, my solution is only one of many doing that, and I'm more than happy to share the companies that are there and doing a great job. But it's just mind-blowing that before we could lose all these amazing moments and thoughts and notes and time and pieces. Like, I really do feel blessed in a way that this opportunity is here, and I hope, you know, what I can do is share in a way that just makes sense. Like, this has been a really hard thing to communicate to people, really hard thing to explain, but I think a lot of people understand inspiration and know how important that is in our lives, and maybe have also had some experience with flow states or altered states of consciousness that seem to tap you into, you know, the right mood, the right mindset. Whether you're an artist and you're singing and you're hitting the perfect note, or you're an athlete and you're blocking and punching like you've never done before, these are moments where we can really feel so many powerful things as humans and lose our track of time and essence and that's something that I want to deeply explore, and especially if it helps people, and, you know, frankly, of course, it helps me too. There are a lot of challenges with actually exploring how to capture inspiration, and one of them, of course, is the sound environment that I discussed. The accuracy that actually comes from me recording a note like this. There's a lot of ways to actually lose, you know, valuable information. So the fact that I'm not recording video right now is a loss of information. If I wanted to then reflect back, I could see the facial expressions while I say the things, how animated I am. I would learn from the environment in the back of the video. But, you know, even in that state, we're missing out on so much information. We're not getting a 360 panorama. There's a lack of angles and lighting, and people, you know, people don't know how to hold things. I'm probably not holding this right. There's a lot of challenges actually with that. One of the other things that I really think about too is music. With music, and what I'm now trying to do is, can I actually talk in a way that allows me to generate headings for a blog post, because I'm going to transcribe this and post it later, most likely in an unedited fashion, and there'll be errors, but the closer I could get to paragraph formatting and then headings, that's very fascinating and very powerful, because this raw ability to then format your speaking and your thoughts, really, in a way, it's me tapping my thoughts in a way, is all of a sudden much more possible and enjoyable and easy. So music is a huge part of our journey as people, and also, you know, very powerful for us to tap into these states. I can't even, you know, imagine sometimes getting into flow state without music, and I have different music that I know, and music without lyrics is a big part of that, instrumental and driving, piano and sounds that just allow you to hone in and focus, and lots of work going into looking at, you know, how our brains react to music, and some amazing companies doing things in that area. Endel.io, Endel.io, fantastic company. Really excited about them and these personalized sound environments that they're generating based on your location and your weather and your heart rate and all these things. So they're really trying to put you in a state of either relaxation or sleep or focus right away, and that's just a beautiful thing, and I've experienced it myself, and there are some incredible creators with animations and all these beautiful things, and really, you know, music is a huge part of inspiration, and the more work and research that gets done in that area, the more happy lives that I believe we can actually live. I'm currently out at the dock at Lakeshore in Toronto. One of the things that's really interesting for capturing inspiration, and I just experienced it as well too, was when I'm writing. Problems with inspiration when you're writing. So that would be a heading right there. And the idea here is, I say writing, but what I really meant is problems with even typing. But writing also, I guess, factors in, but I'm using the example of, I was just writing a blog post not that long ago tonight, actually, just before I came on this walk. And now if I wanted to go back and edit, it's not like the people get to see, in a way, visualize where I came back and edited, or, for example, added sections. It's very hard to represent time. It's very hard to represent the way that something was created, in a way. And that's a gap, because the way that someone creates something helps people learn so much. It informs us so much about the creation process. And that's something else that I'm really thinking a lot about, is how can we help capture the creative process and even measure that so that we can gather insights into the world's best creators. And just one thought, like, is measuring key tapping. Like, you know, every character that you type on a keyboard, and you understand, for example, the quickest rate per minute that that person reached, the most words per minute, the parts where they slow down at. You know, these are moments where, for example, that's to bring it back to inspiration, where we measure where maybe someone's inspiration fades, where they get out of flow state, they come up against a barrier. And those are worthwhile moments of exploring. And I still don't know exactly what it is that all the stuff that I'm trying to connect and Vatsal is trying to connect and Lauren is trying to connect is, we believe, amazing and beautiful, and it means so much to us, and we think it should mean and will mean a lot to other people as well too, if we can communicate fully what we're trying to do. And for that journey and the mission myself, it's been very important to use a tool like what I'm doing now with my voice, knowing that it's going to be recorded, and the power that I have of putting it in our system. Like, this has allowed me to figure out how to communicate things a lot better, refine what I'm talking about, break down and distill all these complex pieces that are hard to connect and comprehend, especially, like, it's not like I'm just coming from this normal sort of experience in a way. A lot of things set me up to have some weird thoughts, to be frank. So there's a lot of, I don't know where I am on that thought personally, but, you know, the thought of the challenges of writing and just representing how we create it is fascinating to me, something I'm exploring. I'm trying to think of anything else just around inspiration and how do we capture inspiration. Typically, inspiration last in long spades, so, like, not, it doesn't last in long spades, I guess. What sometimes, and maybe I need to separate here the difference between inspiration and flow state, because they are different things. I get inspiration when I'm in flow state, but inspiration is almost something that comes to you quickly and out of nowhere. So I need to clear up my own definitions here. This is all part of live learning. I'm posting it on tylerbride.com. I'll be transcribing and I'll turn it into a podcast. I don't know if I should create it as a new podcast, Live Learning with Tyler Bryden. It's sort of what I was doing already, in a way, but do I just post it to speak with Tyler Bryden? Now I'm just asking myself questions. I forgot that there's, you know, people who will be listening to this, and I apologize for that, everyone. I should wrap up now, if that's where my mind is taking me. I'm going for a beautiful walk around Toronto here, and I'm going to embed this player in my post, which will be titled How to Capture Inspiration. And I'll continue to work on this. I'll put the embeddable player so that you guys can see. And it'll be custom branded my colors, which that makes me so happy to see. And then I'll also post the raw transcript unedited below to start, which is going to be quite a few words. I've talked for 18 minutes. I don't know what my projections are. I don't want to sound really off, but if I've talked for 20 minutes, I should have produced probably... Oh, why am I so... Why can't I think of this right now? Maybe 10,000 words? We'll see. I talk fast. And, you know, part of that I mentioned in the writing piece that I shared today, or actually created today and will share tomorrow, is, you know, it feels very nice to be able to speak. You can speak... I can speak at a quicker pace than I can type. And even though I can type pretty quick, my mind moves quick and I want to speak quick. And so there's a freeing part which allows me to get that inspiration. I felt inspired to write today, but I hit a wall and I needed to speak and record, and that's why I went for this walk, and I'm so glad that I did. I'd love to know just what you are all thinking about just inspiration in your own lives. What ways do you tap into it? How does inspiration come to you? How can we all start to get more inspiration in our lives? Below, I'll post some links from that, you know, if you want to connect with me or anything like that. And I'm live learning along with you here, and I'm feeling very inspired. I came back from Vancouver and I just saw a different way that people were living, and that just a change in perspective, just an experience like that can be so life-changing, and I'm so grateful for that. It's given me this inspiration, it's given me this clarity, some momentum, and a lot of just changing the environment allowed me to think differently, and now I'm back with a you know, just a great mindset, and very excited to be sharing some of this stuff with you. And I think there's come a lot of things that I've sort of concluded that will help us take some awesome steps forward. And I can't wait to share some of this stuff with you, because I think if we can do this right, it's hopefully something beautiful for everyone. So thank you so much for listening to this, reading this. Feel encouraged to connect with me and let me know your thoughts and inspiration. I always love hearing from y'all, and there's an amazing thing about the community that can be built and the collective intelligence that we all have. So, thank you.